What's poppin', fam? Welcome to Don't Touch My Mindset, a podcast that is designed to uplift, inspire, and motivate you, and most importantly, share tools to help you protect that mindset. I'm excited to be here. As my good friend Brandon would say, why are you so excited? Jay, why are you so excited? Yo, welcome back. I am your host, Jay Chase. If this is your first time here, please rate, review, subscribe. If anything resonates with you from this episode, share with a friend. If you missed last week's episode, go back and watch it. I'm in a real season of growth. I'm in a real place of becoming who I've set myself out to be. And I really don't want anyone to touch my mindset on that track or that journey of becoming. And that's why we come here every single week, bring you a new mindset. And I just want to bring something to the forefront of your mind. Quarter one's over. Like, this is the last week of quarter one. So whatever goals, dreams, aspirations you set January 1st, how are you doing? How are you doing on achieving those goals, dreams, aspirations? Are you on track? Did you get off track? I got off track. It's okay. I got off track. And it's so interesting that quarter one is over because I believe in two timelines. Two timelines. This is how I measure my life. This is the commitments I make to myself. And I'm going to share that with you today. I want this mindset to be two timelines. What timeline am I operating from, right? And no, I'm not talking about past or future. I'm talking about 90 days or 10 years. Like, which timeline does this move under? And the reason that I say that is because I want us to focus on moving forward. Like, we've already lived the past. We've already been there. And we're not going to let our past determine who we are moving forward. So today is all about breaking down these two timelines and how I use this framework to move my life in the direction that I wanted to go. I'm super excited about today's episode. Like I said, please rate, review, share with a friend if anything resonates. Let's look at the two timelines. But first, I always start off with a quote, and today's quote comes from Jim Hightower. The opposite for courage is not cowardness. It is conformity. Even a dead fish can go with the flow. So I really want you to think about your life. Think about the direction it's headed. And think about, is this the direction that you want it to go? And if not, ask yourself, what external factors have pushed me in this direction? And I don't want you to conform to the environment around you. I want you to pave your own way. But the problem with paving your own way is that there's a cost to pay with that. And so sometimes we gotta have the courage to change. We have to have the courage to go the unbeaten path. Sometimes we have to have the courage to be a little bit different. Or I read a book that was actually titled The Courage to Be Disliked. And sometimes when we're in a period of growing, when we're in a period of becoming the best version of ourselves, when we're in that season, I believe I look at life in seasons. We're going to dive into that with the two timelines. But when we're in a certain season of our life, sometimes that takes a different amount of courage than we're used to outputting. And I promise you, when you put out the courage that you need to change, to take control, and take lead of your life, things will start looking the way that you planned them to. Things will start looking like what you prayed for. Things will start looking like the business plan that you wrote last year. Things will start looking like the team that you dreamed of. Like, but you gotta have the courage to go after your dreams. And so I ask you, January 1st, 2024, what were the goals that you wrote down? What did you want to accomplish this year? What did you want to tackle head on? What did you want to take control of? The only reason that I take you back to January 1st of 2024 is because this is the last week of the quarter. Quarter one is over with. By the time you're listening to this, you're going to be like, oh, snap, bro. I've spent 90 days doing what towards my goals and dreams? Or have I been affected and influenced by negative people in my life, negative relationships, negative thinking, negative thoughts, right? Have I been on a downward spiral with my habits? Like, what have I been doing these past 90 days? The reason that I bring that up is because I live my life according to two timelines. In 2017, I was released from prison. Most of you know my story if you listen to the podcast. If not, go back to season one, episode one, Kill the Bear, and I kind of break it down. But when I was released from prison, I only had one thing on my mind, and that was to be a good person. Like, somebody's already told me I was a bad person. Somebody told me that I did wrong. Like, I was fully accountable for my mistakes and my actions. And like, in the long run, we shape our lives and we shape ourselves. And ultimately, every decision that we make is our own responsibility. So like, I was ready to take on the responsibility, embrace the life path that I've paved out for myself. And I said, Jay, I just want to be a good person. How do we take control of our lives from this point on? Like, how do we get a good job? How do we pay taxes? How do we, you know, live the rest of our days happy, in peace, bliss? And it came down to me, like, I gotta understand what being good is. And so I started reading books, A Spiritual Practice of People with Good Actions, Good Versus Evil by Martin Buber. And then ultimately I ran into The Four Agreements, and I did a podcast episode on that book as well. It changed my life. But I just wanted to be a good person. And so I told myself, yo, for the next 90 days, I'm going to do three things that push me towards being a good person. And I really broke that down. I said, yo, if I wanted to be the best person that I could be, I would read every day. I would take a walk every day. And I would say something kind to somebody every single day. And I did that for 90 days in the end of 2017 and started my journey on development. And I told myself, okay, Jay, those first 90 days went really, really well. What if I did this again, but up the ante a little bit? What if I didn't do one of my commitments? Like, what would I have to do instead? And I started making a consequence for any time that I missed a commitment, anytime I didn't hold up a commitment, because I felt like a good person does what they say they're going to do, right? And so I wanted to really, really put my grit to the test of this becoming, and started holding myself accountable. I didn't have anybody to check in. I didn't have no communities. This was before personal development was cool. Now personal development, cool. But this was before then. Like, I was really trying to figure it out. I was seeking humbleness and humility, and I didn't want anybody else to sway me from that path, right? So I've always had this don't touch my mindset, attitude or mentality. But I applied that for an action plan on becoming a good person. And after the second time I did these 90 days, I asked myself, Jay, who could I be in 10 years? And I met my mentor. I met my mentor shortly after I asked myself that question. He revealed something to me, saying that, Jay, did you know that 86% of people don't have a relationship with their future self? Like, no. Like, they really associate their future self with somebody that they don't know. Like, there was a study done overseas where they hooked up people to the brain scanners and they watched their brain waves and they asked them to think about themselves in a past life. Instantly, one side of the brain lit up. They recalled memories. They knew the person. They had an emotional connection and an emotional tie with their past self. Then they were asked to think about a stranger. And a different part of the brain lit up. They couldn't really put a face to it, didn't have an emotional connection. You know, when you're passing somebody on the street, you don't think twice about them. Then they asked to think about themselves in the future. And as hard as most of them tried, the same side of the brain lit up as when they were thinking about the stranger. So scientists concluded and asked the people who were able to think about themselves in the future, and the other side of the brain lit up when they thought about themselves in the past relationship or their past self, they said, this is something that I've been practicing. I've been developing a relationship with my future self. And so scientists concluded that, 86% of people actually don't have a relationship with their future self. That's detrimental to your becoming. And it took me by surprise when I heard that, because I was one of those 86% of people. I didn't see myself in a future light. I didn't have a relationship with my future self. I wasn't running towards anything. I was just running from something. I just didn't want to go back to where I had come from. Well, John Maxwell said, we didn't come this far just to come this far. And I really had to adopt that principle, that quote, that mindset, because I was kind of running from the past versus putting effort, attention, energy into becoming who I was destined to be. And so I asked myself, Jay, who do you want to be in 10 years? And I started asking myself that question every single day. I started making videos to my future self. I started making phone calls to my future self. I started writing letters to my future self, to this person that I was going to be in 10 years. I started doing that. And then I got super specific. And I said, okay, Jay, developing a relationship's good. Developing a relationship with my future self, you know, motivates me every single day. Let's develop a plan to become our future self. And that birthed the 90-day personal growth challenge, where I said, okay, let's look at who I want to be in 10 years. And then let's back that up to today. And what are three things that I could do for the next 90 days to take a step towards that man that I'm going to be in 10 years? And I broke it down to, what's the big goal? What's the big vision? What's the one thing that I want to do, that I want to accomplish? I'm going to make one commitment to work towards that every single day. I'm going to make one commitment to take care of myself the way that my future self would take care of it. I'm going to start doing that today. So if that's bubble baths every night, right, that's what I'm going to start doing today. And then I also said, I'm going to start educating myself on an area of expertise. Like, I want to be known and great at something. I do. Like, and I think that's human nature. I think we all work to separate versus fit in. If you're working to fit in, you got to go listen to season 2 of the podcast of Break the Cycle, because there's no reason for us to try and conform to the environment around us. Like great athletes, we work to separate. And so I told myself that I was going to spend an hour of just learning, self-learning. So those are the three commitments for the next 90 days. One, self-action to take me towards a goal. One, self-learning to help me broaden my knowledge. And then one thing to take care of myself every single day. And if I don't uphold those commitments, I have a consequence that I hold myself to. Whether that's paying $100 to the homies, whether that's donating $100 to a charity, whether that's going to go run 5 miles. But I know that I have to motivate myself on the back end as well, not saying that, yo, Jay, I want to punish myself, but it's like, yo, I want to motivate myself and not go back to where I was. And I got to know that if I don't do these commitments on a daily for the next 90 days, I'm nowhere closer to the person that I want to be or that relationship that I've developed with my future self. I love you guys. I really hope that this has inspired you. I hope this has caused you to look a little bit deeper and ask yourself, who is it that I want to be in 5 years, 10 years, in 90 days? What are your two timelines? How do you measure yourself? How do you measure your becoming? I'm grateful. Yo, we are back next week with a brand new mindset. If anything resonated with you from this episode, please rate, review, share the episode with a friend, post it on Insta, post it on social media, tag us at it's funny, at the J Chase or Don't Touch My Mindset on all social media platforms. I love you guys. Until next week, until next time, stay focused, stay inspired, stay connected, and please Don't let anyone touch your mindset.